Well, Darcy Wendover came into the studio a few years back. He was one of the first artists that I sat back and went, man, are you kidding me? And I've done that for a few years now. We've had some incredible artists. And I'm going to blame Darcy for the start of all of the good stuff. DarcyWendover.com is the website. Ask any artist why they make music, and chances are they'll say that, at least in part, it's a form of therapy. Well, that was definitely true for Darcy Wendover as he made his latest album, whose title, Cope, pretty much says it all. For the Toronto-based singer-songwriter, originally from Sarnia, don't you know, the new 10-song collection is the summation of a difficult period revolving around his mother's struggle with Alzheimer's and the mental toll it took on everyone close to her. That theme is encapsulated in the album's opening track, How to Be Lonely. Sounds familiar. Wait a second. And Darcy and his band cordially invite you to their CD release party for their new album, Cope, at the Dakota Tavern in Toronto on April 18th, 7 to 9 p.m. And that means I can go, because the retirement home doesn't close until 11. I should be able to get back by then. Such a treat to have Mr. Wendover back in the studio. Darcy, what up, dog?
You know, I'm really happy to be here.
Are you now?
Yes, I am.
I'm trying to remember the last time I saw you. I think it might have been when I popped in at Opera Bob's.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. How long, like, because you're not there anymore.
No. So, for almost 8 years, the band, we go under the name of the Old Fashioned. We played at Opera Bob's every Sunday for 8 years, almost 8 years. And then, and now we're at the Cameron House.
I was hanging out with Melanie Brulé at the Ontario Folk Alliance thing, and they take over the hotel room floor at the Hilton by the airport.
Yep.
Had a great, I had no idea that thing was a real thing. Like, that's phenomenal. And I was sitting there, and I said to her, hey, you know that steel guitar guy that plays with Old Fashioned? That guy's so interesting, man. You know, he really puts all his passion into it, and he kind of hovers over the thing, you know. And Melanie's looking at me like, dude, shut up. He's right there. And I said, hey, how you doing? And he said, hey, Drew, what's going on? Like, the guy.
Yeah, Kevin, he's a really big part of the sound of this whole record.
Hizzy.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, hizzy. So he plays on this record.
Oh, yeah.
Plays
yeah.
the steel.
Yep.
Does he play stuff, other stuff?
Oh, yeah. He also plays some guitar on the record as well.
Right.
Yep. He plays a lot of different
things. Love that guy. Yeah. Just love him. He's an interesting cat. Okay, let's talk about your, is it a residency at... Cameron House?
Yeah, just for a couple months. We're going to be doing Sundays there and see how it goes, and then hopefully continue on there.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You've been doing this a while. Like,
yeah.
Since you were, what, in your teens, or was it a later thing?
Since I was in my teens, there was a time there where I wasn't doing as much music, but yeah, definitely. Pretty consistently.
I want to talk about your mom. I almost care more about your mom's story than your music. That's tough.
Yeah, so it's interesting that the song you guys just listened to is How to Be Lonely. And ever since my father passed away a number of years ago, my mother's health just continued to decline. And she always suffered from a bit of anxiety and depression. But it obviously came to the forefront at this point, and she started to develop dementia. And she got to the point where she couldn't care for herself anymore, and my brothers and I had to make that difficult decision to say, okay, are we going to move her here and be closer to her? Or, you know, there wasn't really other alternatives. So we moved her down to long-term care facility, about 5 minutes from my house. It was great. So I moved her in. Everything is great. I got her settled and so on. I was like, okay, Mom, I got to go for the day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm 5 minutes away. If you need me, you can just call.
Yeah.
And to which she responded, well, I guess this is how to be lonely.
Wow.
And, you know, because, and, you know, obviously that struck hard.
You think?
like only mother's guilt can do.
or priests.
Yeah. So, you know, a few weeks later, I was hanging out at home, and this song popped in my head, and it was that.
Done.
It was written in about 5 minutes. It was it went really smoothly.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, so again, like I think music is definitely a form of therapy for many of us, like going through difficult moments, difficult times, and then it sort of manifests itself later, right?
Well, I have said quite often that one of the main reasons we do this segment live on TD Mass, devoted solely to the art of music, is because music has penetrated my soul more than religion ever has. And if there is a God, then I'm pretty sure this God has something to do with creating this thing called music. It transcends, right? I mean, that's the thing that everyone says about music.
Oh, definitely.
So this is cool. I'm really stoked. I told you in the green room that, you know, anybody that can put out an album that dances with the dark, that dares to dance with the darkness, I'm all over it. Love it, man.
Well, it comes from within us, and it comes from wherever that muse is, right?
Yeah.
And the muse could be the gods, or it's a person, or somewhere in between, right?
Yeah. Enough pontificating. Play. Mm-hmm. Play, boy. Play, monkey. Right. What are you going to do?
Well,
wait, before you
first,
play,
yeah, I was gonna
is there
say,
somebody else in the room that our listeners should know about, or do you just, like, what do we do with...
Yeah, well, actually, I was about to introduce... This is Stacey Dowswell, everybody.
I've been over here just quietly waiting for an opportunity to say things.
Yeah.
And you've made me wait all of this time.
What's that
I'm
like?
It's torturous. It's terrible. But it is a cross I am willing to bear for you, Darcy.
Oh, wow. If anybody is good at the victim stuff, it's me, okay? So let me have that role.
I'm a mom. I get, like, seconds.
Oh, that's true.
I get dibs on
that's
that.
That's true. How many offspring do you have?
I have two.
Do you like them?
They're pretty rockin'.
Yeah.
They drive me crazy, as they're intended.
Yeah.
But
Do they have ages?
They have two ages.
Okay.
One will be 9 in a couple weeks, and the other is 11.
Okay.
And they're every bit as spunky as I am.
Yeah.
And
do they have genders?
Sometimes.
Okay.
They tend to trade every once in a while.
It
gets
right.
A little complicated.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to delve into that right now. Welcome, Stacey. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
I like the energy you bring to the room.
Ooh. I was actually going to note as well, Darcy's mother, that how to be lonely aspect of things, the actual baseline level of loneliness she was talking about. She had a cat when she lived in Sarnia. That cat moved in with me when she moved up to Toronto. So that's how lonely this woman was.
Wow.
Like, I love my princess, but every once in a while I look at her and I go, there's no way I will ever be what your real mom was.
Yeah, yeah. There's a cat song there somewhere, I think, eh? Let's call Fred Penner.
And now I got sad.
Raffy.
The cat came back song always made me cry when I was
really?
I was just like, even thinking about it now, it's like The Giving Tree. It's terrible.
Fred was so kind to sing that song here on that stool right there. And people ask me, have you ever been flummoxed by a guest, interviewing guests? Mm-hmm. What about James Brown, Alice Cooper, B.B. King, Sinead O'Connor? No, Fred Penner.
Yeah, that'd do it.
Yeah, because I was at home with the kids, raising them when they were that age, and I watched Freddie Penner's Place with them, so it was cool. Anyway, enough about Fred Stinkin' Penner. Darcy Stinkin' Wendover is here. Darcy, what song are we going to do?
We're going to do Get By to start, and this is a song that Stacey and I co-wrote together. We wrote it a few years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think this even predates How to Be Lonely.
Yeah, it does.
I remember.
And it was just sort of like a tune popped in my head, and I called Stacey. I was like, hey, what are you doing after work? And she was like, nothing. guess what you're doing now? We're writing a
song.
Sitting
around waiting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was one of those sort of almost like Lennon-McCartney sort of facing each other at the table writing this song. And
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty good moment.
Good.
Yeah.
What's the song called again?
Get By.
Get By, live on the Drew Marshall Show, our good friend Darcy Wendover.
Long. turn this tide upon the shoulder. Let's take this back to shallow water. Let's save the rain for another day. This could give us something to help us get by. Simple words, forward motion. Taken softly, hardly spoken, swoon and sway. There's nothing more to say. Just tuck it away. Just turn this tide upon the shoulder. Take this back to shallow water. Save the rain for another day. This could give us something to help us get by for a little while. Take this back to shallow water. And save the rain for another day. This could give us something to help us get by for a little while. Save the rain for another day. This could give us something to help us get by. This could give us something to help us get by. This could give us something to help us get by for a little while.
Beautiful stuff. Great job. Darcy Windover live on the Drew Marshall Show with his very good friend, Stacy What's-Her-Face. Well, come on.
You didn't even try.
Dowswell, is that right?
That's right. Yeah. It's not a hard... It's an English name.
I do have a problem with complicated things in life, like names. Hey, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We are live in the studio with Darcy Windover. Darcy, that was the entire band here, the Old Fashioned was, right? That was the start. The whole Old Fashioned band was here one day.
Yep.
That's got to be 3 years ago, man.
No, it's longer than that.
Is it probably. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy cow, you're old. Not me, just you. Are you still a member of the Old Fashioned? Is the Old Fashioned still going?
The Old Fashioned is still going.
Good.
And we play every Sunday right now at the Camera House.
Oh, I didn't know it was the Old Fashioned at
the
Camera House. Oh, I thought it was just Darcy Windover.
No, it's just when we play on Sunday nights, it's mostly covers and stuff, and we call that the Old Fashioned.
Give us an example of a cover you might play with the Old Fashioned, right?
Oh, just God, we play Old Man.
No, yeah, but what does that sound like?
Oh,
you happen to have a guitar here.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
Beautiful. You see, that's what you're going to get, kids, at the Cameron House, right there.
Yeah.
That happens to be my son, and I, well, it's one of our favorite songs. Oh, he sings it to me as I complain about my aches. It's not a very, not a very nice child. This latest CD can be purchased now? Is it out there?
It is not.
You're tantalizing the humans.
When you say CD, well, it might eventually be available on CD, but right now it's going to only be available
online. Song by song on digital download?
Either that or vinyl. Vinyl
what?
Record. Yeah.
You are hip.
So if you come to the album launch on Thursday, you could buy a vinyl record.
That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah.
It's really sweet. Why would you do that, though? Doesn't that cost more money to make?
It does, but...
They're coming back?
Yeah.
Are they? They are not. It's just something hipsters
said. For the last, like, 3 or 4 years, vinyl sales have outdone CD sales.
Wow.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It makes sense, because there's nothing flashy about a CD.
Yeah.
But you can flash up a... You know, you get that Rycraft guy to paint the picture on the front or whatever
it is.
Yeah,
no kidding. Yeah. Michael Rycraft, great artist.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do another song. What are we going to do?
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. I was hoping you guys may
know. Let's do Take It Slow.
Okay.
And we're going to get you on harmonica.
Oh,
right?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I've decided that after having, what was his name here again?
Oh, Paul Reddick?
Paul Reddick and Steve Mariner. I'm not going to play publicly anymore.
Oh, come
those
on.
Guys are so good.
Come on,
those guys are so.
No,
good.
No, you really, I really insist.
No, but that I'm wasn't even
a whole
no
solo
no,
break
there was,
open for you.
There was something wrong with that. I wasn't happy with the key matching there.
The
there
matching.
Was, yeah, that was wasn't okay. tight enough. Honestly, it wasn't
okay.
tight enough. There was
right.
something off. Either I have
Fair
a read
enough.
Off or your G string is broken. What's this called again?
This one's Take It Slow, and
right.
It's about sort of the witching hour. Kind of getting
is that 3 a.m.
Close, like 2:37.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a
much.
Thing.
We did extensive research.
Yeah, yeah. So you get to okay. that hour of the night, and you know anything seems to go. It just you lose control over your body or something.
It's weird.
In
yeah.
good ways. Just
in good
to be
ways.
Clear.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
wasn't the research we can do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Right. All right. You know, I have a mentor of mine who said to me years ago, and he still says this: nothing good happens after midnight, Marshall. He's a bit curmudgeon-y.
Yeah, well, that's not very good advice, really.
I'm not even awake till 11.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's not to be said with artists.
This is a special occasion.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, live on the Drew Marshall Show, again, our good friend Darcy Wendover.
Ah. should know. Take it slow. So let's talk about this night. Let the morning close your eyes. And I feel you by my side.
That was fantastic. Really good. Darcy Windover live on the Drew Marshall Show with his very good friend Stacey Daswell here on the Drew Marshall Show. This is a segment that's called Live on TDMS, Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. And if that song did not penetrate your soul, you're dead. Buddy, that is eerily beautiful, man. And that, but are you worried about maintaining the falsetto when you get older? Because it's harder, apparently.
I found it got easier, but also
really?
I was getting over a polyp on my vocal cords.
Oh, so I hate when that happens.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely gotten better. Yeah, I feel I have a lot more control. But I've been kind of eating healthier and kind of taking care of myself a little
holistic
bit.
Holistic thing. Yeah. Once you start really thinking about what you're doing from a technical perspective, if you practice, if you work on it in appropriate ways, it's something that you can maintain.
Yeah, practice perfect. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. I don't know. Somebody smart said something like that. And all I know is that too much whiskey has an impact.
Yeah.
Definitely. Both ways.
Hydration is kind of the key, I think.
I think we can ask Tom Waits for an educated opinion on such things.
Maybe. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Can I just go through your bio a little bit more? Because there's a lot of interesting stuff here that I want to just stop
and chat about, if
you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So this theme that we've been talking about in your new release here, Cope, is encapsulated in the album's opening track, How to Be Lonely, which Darcy Windover specifically wanted to release to help fight the stigma surrounding anxiety and mental illness. So my stop point there is, apparently a lot of this stuff is genetic. Do you struggle with any of the things your mom struggles with or has struggled with?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's and I think that it's not debilitating for me, but I'm always kind of coping with it, as it were.
Right.
And it just makes it that much more important to, you know, stay on top of a healthy eating regimen and so on and so forth. Yeah. So it's definitely something I've dealt with over my life.
Is that something you, because dudes tend to handle these things differently and not in the healthiest ways.
Yeah.
So have you figured that stuff out? And do you have some bros that you can bro code with? Or do you have a support system, is what I'm saying. When you're starting to tank and you know that spiral is happening, what do you do?
usually I just take myself out of the situation, right?
Right.
And then I'll go grab a guitar and start working on a new tune, because that's likely what's happening.
Yeah.
I think.
But do you rely on humans at all?
Yeah,
of course. To get you through the spiral?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I talk to, like, I've got a good close-knit group of friends, and I talk to them, and I talk to my wife. That's kind of how I get through things.
I'll just keep going. Although the song addresses tough issues, it's anthemic, modern roots rock sound. The foundation for the album overall is sure to inspire hope with anyone dealing with similar circumstances. It sounded like in that line that somebody went, okay, this is starting to sound like a bummer album. We need to make sure that everyone's getting a thumbs up on this one. Like, you know, all of a sudden we need to light a candle and have a little rainbow fart happening here. Rainbow fart? How about a unicorn fart? But you know what I mean? Like that whole, we can't just stay in the darkness too long. We gotta put a bow on it eventually.
Yeah, well, and I think that's more or less a disclaimer for what's been written there. I think the record in general, like, it's got its sad and more mindful moments,
yeah.
But then it's also got like some upbeat moments as well and happy dancey kind of moments.
Yeah, I
happy
think from dancing? A tonal perspective, I mean, the general vibe is very kind of optimistic as an album is concerned. Like, I'm not going to throw it on and get sad. It's not that kind
of
album.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, sometimes there's a place for that.
That's why country music was invented.
Well, there's also the truth there, but that's beyond the point.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's a texture that's going on here that really, really, it leans to the bright side. Everyone copes with things from time to time. Darcy has his things, I do mine, you do yours. And we wake up with those things every day. Mm. And the destination is based on the texture of our day, and very much the same kind of idea went behind, I think, a lot of the sound behind the album. As the band and Darcy, we were all working on it together. Mm-hmm. It became much more about making something that was tonally appropriate for something that is a downer.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that our days are.
Ooh.
Exactly.
What she said.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. And my day job is a guidance counselor. And so I see a lot of kids every single day who come to me with similar issues that are covered in this.
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Wow. So you actually have a soul.
I do.
Huh. Where do you do this?
At a middle school in Mississauga.
Okay.
Peel District School
nice.
Board.
Yay, yeah. Peel District
oh,
School
geez.
Board.
Oh, jeez. Is there a wind? Can we get that breeze out of here? Let's talk about the CBC Searchlight Contest.
Okay, yeah.
That was kind of fun, having some of your stuff there.
Yeah, well, How to Be Lonely, we kind of rushed it through and threw a little video together and got it on there. And to our happy surprise, we actually won the first round in the GTA, which
good
is great.
You. Good for you, man. Yeah. Of all the people in your band, who do you like the most?
I'm right here, Darcy.
I can't have a favorite. Come on.
It's probably Kevin.
No, well, let me ask you, as the front man, who do you rely on the most?
You know what? I rely on everybody pretty much equally. I know it's just it's like it's. I know it's not a very controversial answer, but
it's the safest one.
It is the safest one. Kevin and I take care of almost all the technical stuff almost all the time at our gigs. And he really provides that sort of soundscape of things. Kurt and I have been friends since high school as well, and so we have a long, deep
he's not from
there.
Sarnia, too,
yes,
is he?
Yes, he is, yeah. And Dave is just like one of the nicest people you can ever meet.
Yeah.
And then Stacy, well, you guys have just met her.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So moving on.
I feel like that was very diplomatic.
What? Come on.
Darcy and his band, including what's her name, invite you to their CD release party is it a CD release party?
It's a vinyl album? Release party. It's vinyl. An album launch?
Album launch.
Yeah.
Album.
It's a celebration of sound.
Launch. Yes. Oh my goodness. Thanks, Enya. For their new album, Cope, at the Dakota Tavern in Toronto on April 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. I love the Dakota. That is such a great room. It's the basement feel. It's the lights, you know, that they've strung along the wall there. Mm. It's the drinks. It's it's just, I don't know, there's something about it. I can't really put my finger on it, but I like it.
Oh, I love playing there. And, yeah, it's always got a really great vibe. We did the last album launch there, which was such a fun time that night. And, we're just super pumped to get this out.
Super pumped, eh?
Yeah.
I remember it was one of the best times I ever had there was with Sayida Baba Taliba. So Sate was there in her latest rendition of herself. And somebody told me to go see her. So I went and I was sitting by the bar and there's this, you know, beautiful black woman sitting two stools over. And I kind of looked at her and I thought, oh, wait, I think that's the girl I'm here to see. And I said, some opening band was playing. I said, are you, pointed to the stage, didn't even finish the sentence. Are you, she says, yeah, I'm, I go, well, someone told me that you were really good, so don't suck. She laughed. So she went up and did her thing, and I don't know if you've ever seen Sate perform. I mean, what an energetic, passionate trip. It is such a trip. And she, within 4 weeks, grabbed the room at the Dakota Tap, like grabbed the room. And when I came back for the fourth show, the final show in the residency, the entire room was slammed, like packed to the hilt and pulsating.
That's awesome.
I've never seen anyone grab a room that ferociously. Anyway, that's a little bit about someone that has nothing to do with Darcy Wendover here in the studio. What song are we going to do, Darcy?
We're going to go with This Is Gonna Hurt. And
yeah.
It's sort of, you know, like a lot of the songs on the record, I think the vibe or the feeling I had when I wrote the song to begin with came from somewhere else. But then I decided to construct a story, a narrative, to make it more relatable to other people. And it was funny because when I first started writing the song, I was pulling weeds. So,
what?
This is
gonna
hurt.
A metaphor? What is that? I don't know.
It was just sort of a, I don't know, I write a lot of songs when I'm doing things like menial tasks and stuff.
Did you say that to the weeds, each weed that you pulled out? Is gonna hurt.
Yeah, it was like mustard, garlic, you know, garlic mustard, those long things that just
creep
fill an
everywhere.
Entire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was that. It was brutal.
Yeah. It's kind of like Trump fans. Was that out loud? What just happened there? Hello? Hello? Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Darcy
Wendover.
Thank you very much for filling in that blank while I pushed a button.
Okay. This is gonna hurt. This is real. Can you feel it roll now? Like a bad idea. This is gonna hurt. This is real. We need a better reason, something more than fear. And I'm so tired, and it's all time, and I feel it breaking down. Can you hear that sound? Can you hear that sound? This is gonna hurt. This is real. I know there's something that I do that makes you disappear. And I'm so tired, and it's so and I feel it breaking down. Can you hear that sound? Can you hear that sound? Can you hear that sound?
Beautiful. Well done, guys. Well done. Beautiful. You know, you do bring a little bit of personality disorder to your music. And maybe I shouldn't have said that because of the whole mental health thing that we're on about.
Yeah.
But it's just a weird way maybe of saying your creative well is deep. You can go right or left. You can go straight ahead. You can dial it back. You really are a very aware. I think that's probably what it speaks to. It feels like you're a very aware human being. So that's what I wanted to say about that.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
No, it does. And I mean, I think, you know, musically, some people can just stay in their safety zone. And just the fact that you've persisted with the falsetto stuff and then grown into it is indicative of the fact that, you know, some of this stuff is about risk-taking too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's life. And once you take enough risks in life, then it starts to leak out in your music, I think, as well.
For sure.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh, I like that. I'm going to stay with that.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm way profound, eh?
Totally.
Like totes. Never say that again. What else are we going to do? We're going to go out with a song from Darcy Wendover. And then come back with Philip Adsetz. And then Stephen Jenkinson will be joining us a little bit later. He's an activist, a teacher, a farmer, and author of this latest book, Come of Age, The Case of Elderhood in a Time of Trouble. As I reach my older years, I am trying to figure out, you know, when do I start calling myself an elder, Tim? When does that happen? I'm a grandpa.
Yesterday?
Thanks.
Let me sit at your feet.
Oh, yeah, please. If you wouldn't mind doing that, that'd be great. Hey, Darcy, what was that song we're going to go out
Lonesome
on again?
Lonesome Feather.
What's it called?
Yeah. Lonesome Feather.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Lonesome Feather. As soon as I find it, I'll play it. tell people about this residency again, just before we go.
Oh, the residency at the Cameron House.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's every Sunday night for the next few months over at the Cameron House. From 10 till 12 at night.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it'll be great.
That'll be good. Mm-hmm. Of course, the big release party for the new album, Cope, at the Dakota Tavern, Toronto, April 18th, 7 to 9 p.m. Darcy, thank you for coming back, man.
Oh, thanks for
really
having us.
Really appreciate it. And thanks for bringing, what's her name?
Stacey Dowswell, everybody.
Feeling the love right all up in here.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.